It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
If Seneca plays host to Sabetha. And we want to thank our great Legion sponsors throughout the course of the year. We want to thank Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. And then Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options. Or truck drivers. 86 degrees, sunny skies as we get set for first pitch with Sabetha and Seneca here for American Legion Baseball on KNCA. Brandon Tamman with you, Seth Tollison, Crendon Prophet back in our studios, keeping us locked in and on the air. Still early on in the season, but let's get you the lineup cards for tonight's matchup. We'll start with Sabetha, the road team today. They are 3-1 to begin their campaign. Will Ulrich will lead it off. He is in center field. LT Thomas will bat second. He is in left field. Easton Bradbury bats third. He'll play at first base. Jayton Meyer, the catcher, he'll bat cleanup. Isaac Carter is going to pitch and bat fifth. Andre Dollinghouse, the shortstop, batting sixth. Micah Lang is batting seventh. He'll play at third base. Ike Tramp, he bats eighth and plays at second base. And Cole Middle, the right fielder, batting ninth for the 3-1. Sabetha Raptors again. Ulrich center field. Thomas left field. Bradbury first base. Meyer catching. Harder pitching. Dollinghouse shortstop, Lang at third, Tramp at second, Minold is in right field. For Seneca, two games in and two wins to their credits. They had game Sunday postponed due to field conditions, so they've had a week off, but the 2-0 Seneca Legion team back to it tonight with Cooper Kramer leading things off. He'll be at shortstop. Derek Wirtz, he'll bat second and play at third base. Reese Garrity, the extra hitter, he'll hit third. Jonah Dieters is catching, he'll bat in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is Reed McKee. He is in center field. Caden Peterson is in left field and will be batting sixth. Jack Mackey is at second base. He'll bat seventh. Camden Schmitz is pitching and batting eighth. Abe Hilbert at first bats ninth. And Aiden Feldkamp rounds out the lineup. He will be in right field. So again, for Seneca, Kramer at short, Wirtz at third, Garrity the extra hitter, Dieters catching, McKee in center, Peterson in left, Mackey at second, Schmitz is the pitcher, Hilbert the first baseman, and Feldkamp is in right field. So again, here we go as we get set for both of these teams here tonight. Seneca off to a 2-0 start. They beat Marysville last week. High scoring games, 15-13 and 14-10. They had games at Corning on Sunday postponed due to wet fields, to be determined on a potential makeup there. Of course, playing here Sabetha tonight at home, and then they'll be back to it again Sunday afternoon, taking on Doniphan County. For Sabetha, they're off to a good start. They are 3-1. They beat Corning last week in their first game, 7-6, had to come from behind to do so, but then lost game two of that doubleheader by a score of 7-4. And then they swept Atchison, a couple of big wins on a Sunday, wins of 17-7 and 7-4 here at Seneca tonight. And then they'll be back in action on a Sunday taking on Holton. So none of these teams so far here in the Legion schedule have played more than four games. A couple of teams still just two. But you look at the top so far, Sabetha 3-1, Hiawatha, Holton, and Seneca, all three of those teams are off to 2-0 starts. Marysville 2-2. Corning, they're 1-1. Doniphan County, Atchison, two teams still looking for their first wins of the summer. They are both 0-4. So again, last year you had six teams in the American Legion standings, but this year you had two more with Holton and Atchison. So again, Holton off to a 2-0 start. Atchison at the bottom with Doniphan County. They are off to an 0-4 start. Again, Sabetha 3-1 here at Seneca, 2-0 early on. It's American Legion Baseball. We'll step aside for a timeout, and we'll have the first pitch right after this.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528. 3528.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
It's American Legion Baseball here on a KNCA. Brandon Tamman, Seth Tollison, Crinden Profits, part of the broadcast team. Our coverage brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Holt House, Holt House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. And want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. It is Seneca hosting Sabetha here, our second of many broadcasts here early on in the 2024 American Legion baseball campaign. Again, above 85, we're at 86, getting set for first pitch. So it is a warm mid-evening here in Sabetha as they rock the green tops, yellow numerals, white pants, and the red tops. For the Raptors of Sabetha, white numerals and lettering. They got the black pants, or I should say the white pants, excuse me, as well. So, Seneca taking the field, and it will be on the bump. It'll be Camden Schmitz, a right-hander for Seneca. Sabetha will lead it off with Will Ulrich, followed by LT Thomas, and then Easton Bradbury. Sabetha off to a 3-1 start. They beat Atchison in two games on Sunday, 17-7 and 7-4. This will be game number three for Seneca, as they had games at Corning on Sunday. They were postponed due to wet fields, but last week beat Marysville to start the summer 2-0, 15-13 and 14-10 were those final scores. Sabetha last year 7-13 overall, and they were 3-6 in league play. Seneca got to the state tournaments out in Concordia. They were 12-10, going 5-4 in league play. So the final warm-up toss here for Seneca's Camden Schmitz. Dieter's catching, Wirtz at third, Kramer at short, Mackey at second, Hilbert at first. You have Peterson in left, McKee in center, Feldkamp is in right field, defensively behind Schmitz on the bump here tonight. Again, it is a warm evening. Not a cloud in the sky, maybe way out there, but blue skies and sunny conditions, not much of a breeze as well. Tight 5 to 10 mile per hour gust going out towards the right center field gap. And here we go. It is the lefty center fielder in Will Ulrich who is going to lead things off here. For the Raptors of Sabetha, Schmitz the righty will fire his first pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. And we are underway. These two teams played five times during the season last year. Fastball outside makes it one ball and one strike. So Sabetha goes 3-2, but Seneca winning the most important game in the zone tournament. Ground ball right side, easy play, 4-3 on the putouts as Will Ulrich grounds out to begin the game. So LT Thomas will follow. One out, nobody on. And mentioning that the Seneca team last year lost their first game in the zone tournament and then rattled off three straight wins, including an 8-5 win against Sabetha to get out to the state tournament. First pitch to LT Thomas, a little high, little away, makes it one ball and no strikes. He'll bat from the right side, open on his stance, and playing out in left field defensively to start. Next pitch in the dirt, makes it 2-0. So we had Corning and Seneca both make the state tournaments a year ago. Zone here qualifying two teams last year. It wasn't the case 2 years ago when Hiawatha got out to Topeka. There's a foul ball out of play by Thomas. Makes it two balls and one strike. And then Seneca's season last year ending at the state tournament in an elimination game against Corning. Corning was a game away from the state championship game, but ended up losing and getting eliminated. Next pitch was a called strike, two balls and two strikes here on LT Thomas. No score, just getting going. American Legion Baseball here in Seneca tonight. Another foul ball out of play. It stays 2-2. Now, Sabetha had a tough go in the zone tournament a year ago, going 0-2. Losses to Doniphan County and Seneca. Here's a 2-2. And it's in there, called strike three. Thomas bent down, thinking the pitch was a little bit high. The umpire says no, and there's out number two. Oh, two up and two down. Here is Bradbury. This is Easton Bradbury, first baseman, with two outs and nobody on. No bat from the right side, playing up, a little closed on the stance, and the righty in Schmitz. A fastball up and in for ball number one. Other matchups tonight across the schedule. You got Hiawatha at Atchison. Corning, they'll be at Marysville. And then you got non-league matchups with Doniphan County at Topeka. There's a called strike to Bradbury. One ball and one strike. Next pitch, fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Corning, the defending NEK champs. They went 8-1 last year. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Bradbury. So a ground out and then back-to-back strikeouts and a good start for Seneca. Half an inning in the books, no score here on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It is presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Just getting going, bottom of the first inning, Sabetha here at Seneca. And Seneca will have Kramer, Wirtz, and Garrity to up against Isaac Harder on the bump for the Sabetha Raptors. Beautiful evening. It is warm. 86 was the temperature at first pitch. A slight 5 to 10 mile per hour breeze, nothing too crazy out towards right center. Carter throwing his final warm-up toss, down to second it goes, and Cooper Kramer is getting set to take the box for the first time here tonight. Kramer the shortstop, he'll bat from the left side against the right-hander in Isaac Harder. For Sabetha, who's off to a 3-1 start, Seneca entering tonight at 2-0. Oh, here we go. Kramer steps in, back of the box, open on the stance, and the righty fires. First pitch is a little bit outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. High-scoring wins against Marysville for Seneca last week in their opening doubleheader of the season as Kramer takes a strike to make it 1-1. 15-13 and 14-10, those final scores. They have had a week off, did not play on Sunday. Next pitch high and outside, makes it two balls and one strike. No score, bottom of the first inning. Harder kicks and fires, and it's sliced into left field for a base hit. On a 2-1 count, a late swing, and Kramer drives it to left for the first hit of the game. So Kramer at first base, and nobody out for the third baseman, Derek Wirtz. Defensively for Sabetha behind Harder, you got Lang at third, Dollinghouse at short, Tramp at second, Bradbury at first, Meyer the catcher. Harder sets and deals in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. You have Thomas in left, Ulrich in center, and Minold is in right. Kramer at first, nobody out. No score, bottom one. Wirtz from the right side, open on the stance. Harder checking at first and fires. Next pitch a little high, makes it one ball and one strike. Last year, Seneca 12-10. They won 5 of their 9 league games, making the state tournament out in Concordia. They went 1-2 at the state tournament. Next pitch called strike to Wirtz, and he's down in the count, 1-2. They won their first game 9-4 against Norton, and had back-to-back losses to Garnett and Corning to eliminate them from that tournament. One ball, two strikes. Harder sets, checks, and fires. And a foul ball sliced down a play to the right side, stays 1-2. Reese Garrity due up next here for Seneca. Seneca post number 21. Wirtz rocking jersey number 23. Another 1-2 pitch on the way from Harder, and it's fouled away. Another chance here at one ball and two strikes. Impressive zone tournament run last year for Seneca, again losing their first game to Hiawatha, and then they had to rattle off 3 straight wins, including a 2-1 win over Hiawatha, which got them qualified for state. There is a throw to first base, and picked off is the call, and they're going to say Kramer is out. Boy, off the glance, looked like he had gotten back safely, and now the umpire over to discuss on the first base side. So maybe a change of a call here, but as of right now, they called Kramer out. Now the umpire is going to meet between first and home. And they're going to confirm it and say he's out. So Kramer is picked off at first base for the first down of the inning. So now one out and nobody on. Count one ball and two strikes here on Wirtz. Still no score, bottom of the first. So Harder can go back to the windup. And a pitch a little low and inside evens up, two balls and two strikes. And the kick and fire, just missing a little bit low, and the count runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabetha missing 2 of their heavier bats in the lineup tonight. 3-2, and it's inside, ball 4. So a lengthy at-bat for Wirtz, and it's a one-out walk. But mentioning again, McAfee and Grimm, two of the middle hitter orders, or in the order, two middle hitters of this Sabetha lineup, I should say, playing in the Kansas Association of Baseball Coaches All-Star Game today. That was down in Wichita. So Wirtz at first, one out. Here's Garrity. First pitch by a harder off speed. Doesn't quite bend in there, and it's 1-0. Kramer started things off with a leadoff single, but ultimately picked off. Here's a pop-up to the left side in the infield and playable, and Lang makes the catch for out number two. So here is Jonah Dieters, the catcher. Two outs and one on. Harder out of the stretch. Wirtz at first. Got a solid three-step lead. Taking his time, he'll set chest high. A couple of glances, he'll fire in the pitch, and it's called strike number one. A single, a walk, and a pop-out, but a pickoff as well here in this inning. One out, or one on and two outs. Next pitch outside makes it 1-1. McKee due up next. Dieters is able to get on. Two teams right now early on in the upper half of the standings. Next pitch a little bit low, makes it 2-1. Very early, got about 5-6 weeks of play before we get to the zone tournaments and state tournaments towards the end of July. Here's a 2-1. Oh, and it goes behind and it hits Dieters. So now 2-on and 2 outs. So Harder's given up a walk and he's also hit a batter. And they will have a courtesy runner for Dieters at first base. It'll be Strothman. So here's Reed McKee. Base hit could give Seneca an early lead. Would be clutch as well. There are 2 outs. So again, the courtesy runner for Dieters at first base, that is Strothman, and second base is Wirtz. Harder sets, chest high, fires it in, and it's outside for ball one. Last week, we were at the Sabetha Corning matchup. Next pitch high, 2-0. Sabetha gave up multiple leads in their first game against Corning and then ultimately got down and had to score 3 in the 7th to win the game. Next pitch, a little high and inside, and McKee just like that. Big time advantage, 3-0. But Peterson due up next as Seneca tries to get on the board here first in the first. See if he'll take all the way. The pitch is taken and called for a strike. It's 3-1. Wirtz at second, courtesy runner Strothman at first. 2 outs, a 3-1 count. And it's outside, ball 4. So, Wirtz to third, courtesy runner Strothman to second, McKee at first. Has walked twice now, Harder has walked two batters, should say, and has also hit a batter here in the inning. Here's Peterson. The RBI chance here with 2 outs. Bases are loaded, no score in the bottom of the first. Seneca hosting Sabetha here, American Legion Baseball. And the first pitch taken by Peterson, a called strike on the inside corner. Bases juiced with 2 outs, and Harder just goes out of the stretch. Good off-speed pitch, and it's swung on and missed. And Peterson quickly down in the count, 0-2. Let's see if Peterson can get one in play with two outs. Here's an 0-2, and he will, but it's just a lazy pop-up to the right side and fielded and caught by the second baseman in Tramp, and that ends the threat. So with two outs, Seneca loads the bases, but nothing across. No score through an inning of play. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Ball's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. And also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. No score to the second inning. Jayton Meyer leading it off here for Sabetha and takes first pitch inside for ball one. 1-0 by Schmitz is a called strike. One ball and one strike. Camden Schmitz, he set down Sabetha. Three up, three down in the first. A ground out and a couple of strikeouts. And this is hit well towards left field, and that drops in for a hit. Now the first hit for Sabetha to lead off the second inning, a single by Meyer. That brings up the pitcher in Isaac Harder. Meyer at first, nobody out, no score, top two. Sabetha won three of the five meetings against Seneca last year. But Seneca won the most important one in the zone tournament, which eliminated Sabetha and ended their summer. The first base runner for the Raptors here in the second, and out of the stretch is Schmitz for the first time, and his first pitch out of the stretch is a little bit high for ball one. Andre Dollinghouse will follow. One ball, no strikes, and the pitch. That is a called strike. Evens it up, one ball, one strike. That breeze picking up just a touch. The American flag in left center blowing out towards the gap in right center. 340 straightaway center. Next pitch a little bit high to Harder, and it's two balls and one strike. So 340 to dead center here in Seneca, and then 330 down both lines. So a very deep ballpark, a lot of room in the outfield. And the next pitch is low and in the dirt, gets to the backstop. That's going to be a wild pitch and allows Meyer to get to second base without a throw. And now the advantage, three balls and one strike here on Isaac Harder. Out of the stretch, not much of a lead at second. And the pitch to the lefty, high and inside, ball four. Now the first two batters have reached for Sabetha here in the second. They have him first and second, and here's Dollinghouse. So after a clean first inning for Schmitz, a little dirty here in the second now for Schmitz as he allows the first two to reach. Dollinghouse takes the first pitch called strike on the inside corner. So a single by Meyer and a walk to Harder. First and second, nobody out, no score, top two. Pitch by Schmitz, roped down the left field line, and it stays in play, and it is fair, and it's going to be a lengthy single that drives in the first run of the game. Myers scores, and an RBI for Dollinghouse. It could have been extra bases, but getting to it quickly was Peterson in left, so Harder stopped at second. And Dollinghouse staying at first. So now first and second, still nobody out. A 1-0 lead now for the Raptors. Here's Micah Lang. Takes first pitch inside, ball one. So a single, a walk, and a single. That's given Sabetha an early 1-0 advantage. Still a chance for Morse. Nobody out. And it pops out of the glove, and that allows the runner to get to third with Isaac Harder. That would technically go down as a pass ball. Just popped right out of the glove, and a good C there by Harder to get a good jump, and now put runners at the corners. And a 2-0 count here on Lang, who bats from the left side. Next pitch inside, and a throw to third, and it gets away into shallow left, and an error is going to allow another run to score. And it's 2-0 just like that. That is a high throw by the catcher and Dieters. It was a great effort by Wirtz at third. He nearly jumped high enough to get it down, but ricochets off the glove and into left field. So now it's a 2-0 lead with a runner at third and still nobody out. Pitch to Lang is a called strike, makes it 2-1. Ike Tramp is on deck for Sabetha. He's off to a good start here. Schmitz will step at the belt and fires in one inside, missing for ball four. So still nobody out, runners at the corners. Here's Ike Tramp, the second baseman. One ball, no strikes here on Tramp. Playing at second base. RBI chance here with runners at first and third. Still nobody out. Runner takes off to second. The pitch is a called strike. No throw, and Lang gets there without a throw. Evens the count here on Ike Tramp. One ball, one strike. Base hit could double up this lead. 2-0 Sabetha, still batting with nobody out in the second. Next pitch a little bit inside. Makes it 2-1. So two singles and two walks, plus an error, has led to a 2-0 start here. This one is lined out into the gap in right center, and that is going to drive in two. How about Ike Tramp, the second baseman, on a 2-1 pitch from the right side of the plate, lining it out to the gap in right center, and it is now 4-0 Sabetha. So Tramp at first, nobody out. Here's Cole Menold, the right fielder. A sixth batter to come up for Sabetha in this second inning. The first four have scored. First pitch to Menold, a little bit low, makes it one ball and no strikes. So it went single, walk, single, with an error mixed in there, plus a walk and another single. Dollinghouse has drove in a run. Tramp driving in two. There's a foul ball to the right side. Makes it one ball and one strike. Well, Sabetha has jumped out. Still nobody out here in this inning. Schmidt sets and fires. And to tie it inside, throw down to second. Beautifully tag applied. In time for the out. And Tramp is gunned down at second base and a big first out in the inning. The count now 2-1 on Cole Menold. What a big first out. Now the bases are empty. 2-1 count here on the right fielder, Cole Menold. Schmitz fires, and it's a little bit high, makes it 3-1. Fans still showing up here as the game is just off and running, and there's a called strike, and the count runs full at 3-2. Big 3-2 pitch coming up here, top of the order, due up next. There's a swing and a miss, and then it pops out of the glove, gets away. Dieters fires down to first to secure out number two. That is the third strikeout for Schmitz, and here is Will Ulrich. The base is empty, two down now, but Sabetha has scored four here in the inning. Two RBI single by Tramp, an RBI single by Dollinghouse, also a run coming in thanks to an error by Dieters, the catcher. Ulrich grounded out in his first at bat. Now he ropes it to right field, and that's a base hit. And Ulrich is on for the first time, continues here in the second inning for LT Thomas. Thomas, a strikeout victim in his first at bat. He is the eighth batter to come up here in the inning for the Raptors. Ulrich at first base with two down. 4-0 Sabetha here in the top of the second. Thomas takes a first pitch strike. Now a throw down to first, not in time. Thomas was our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game last week in that comeback win against Corning, 7-6. They won it. He was the lone player to drive in multiple runs in that game. Schmitz really grinding here in this inning. A throw to first is not in time as Ulrich is back safely. Some timely clutch hitting here in this second inning to help Sabetha get out to an early four-run advantage. There's a swing and a miss. And Thomas down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Good location pitch. A little bit low and in. Thomas swung right over the top of it. Needs to protect. Ulrich at first with two down. And an 0-2 is high. Ulrich takes off. The throw is wide and gets out into center field. And Ulrich chugging along, and he'll get to third base standing. Aggressive on the base paths. There might have been some confusion between Kramer and Mackey on who was covering there. Ball just sailed right between both of them and out into center field. Now another base hit could add a run just like that. But a 1-2 count now on Thomas. Just caught a piece to stay alive at 1-2. Ulrich the runner at third. Thomas the eighth batter up in the inning. Four have scored. Another foul ball. Stays 1-2. If Thomas can get on, it'll be Bradbury up next. And Sabetha would officially bat around here in the top of the second. Schmitz trying to get out of it. And he does. Fires in a fastball. Swung on and missed. Eight come up to the plate for score. Ike Tramp, two RBI single. Dollinghouse with an RBI single as well. Another one scoring via an error. Sabetha, a 4-0 lead here in Seneca on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we are here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Sabetha out to a 4-0 lead, four runs on four hits. In the top of the second inning, they send eight to the plate. Ike Tramp, a big two RBI single. Andre Dollinghouse adding an RBI single as well. And they also had the other run score on a error by the catcher in Dieter. So Seneca up for a second time, but trail for the first time tonight, 4-0. It'll be Mackey, Schmitz, and Hilbert. Two up for Seneca here in the home second inning. Harder had to grind through that first inning. Seneca loaded the bases with two outs. Peterson popped out to second to end that threat. This is 7-8-9 in the Seneca order as Harder takes the bump for inning number two. And he'll set and fire. First pitch low and outside. And the bottom of the second inning is underway. Defense fairly straight up for the tall right-hander in Mackey. Now he loops one to the right side, but not going to get out of the infield. It stays there for Tramp at second base to make the catch for out number one. So Mackey is down. Here is Camden Schmitz, the pitcher. Camden really had to work in that second inning where Sabetha ended up scoring four runs on four hits. And first pitch swinging, fouled away, makes it 0-1. So you add two teams with Holton and Atchison here to this NEK American Legion summer schedule. So from last year's six-team league to this year's eight-team league. No team so far has played more than four. And a foul ball, and it's going to spin foul. And Schmitz will have to come back and protect here at one ball and two strikes. But just early on, kind of assessing what we have seen to this point, it seems that this is going to be a very competitive summer of Legion baseball. One ball, two strikes, one out, nobody on. 4-0 Sabetha, bottom of the second. And now just reaching out, putting it into play. And fielding is Lang, and across the diamond in time for out number two. So two up and two down. Here's Abe Hilbert, the first baseman. An all-league basketball player for the Big 7 in 2024. Wears jersey number 19, bats from the right side. And the first pitch, a little bit high, makes it 1-0. Now, this would be great for Harder after his team put up four in the last half inning, has a chance to come out here and go three up and three down. Next pitch outside, makes it 2-0. And the 2-0 on the way, it is low, makes it three balls and no strikes. These two teams finished middle of the pack last year in the league standing. Seneca went 5-4 in league play. Sabetha went 3-6. And it's a four-pitch walk to Abe Hilbert, keeps the inning alive. That is the third walk allowed by Harder. That brings up the right fielder, Aiden Feldkamp. with Hilbert at first base and two down. So Harder has to go right back to the stretch. First pitch, a little bit inside, makes it 1-0. So five straights have missed the zone for Harder after getting a pop out and a ground out for Mackey and Schmitz, respectively, to begin the frame. And a 1-0 is a swing and a miss. Makes it 1-1. And Seneca got a leadoff single from Kramer in the first, but he was ultimately picked off at first. Harder walked two and also hit a batter, yet Seneca unable to score. They trail now 4-0. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Runner at first and two down. It's Abe Hilbert over there as he was there on a four-pitch walk. 1-2. Missing just a little bit outside. 2-2. If Phil Camp can get on here, Seneca will turn it up to the top of the order. 2-2. There's a throw to first, and Hilbert back in safely. But a 4-0 Sabetha lead here in the home second. Next pitch, just a bit inside. Count runs full, 3-2. Let's see if Seneca can quietly keep the line moving for at least one more at bat. Big pitch coming up here early in the game. 3-2. Runner at first and two down. And it's on the way, and it's outside. 4. That is the fourth walk allowed by Harder, and now 2 on and 2 outs, and here's Cooper Kramer. He singled in the first and was ultimately picked off for the first out of that inning. But now a base hit could get Seneca on the board, first and second with two down. They trail Sabetha 4-0. First pitch called strike makes it 0-1. Kramer batting from the left side. His single was on a 2-1 pitch in the first out to left field. There's another pitch that's called strike. Not sure if he agreed with that one, but now needs to protect. He's down 0-2. Hilbert the runner at second, and Feldkamp the runner at first. After two early outs, back-to-back walks have put 2 on with 2 outs. But an 0-2 count, Harder the advantage in the pitch. Is a little bit high. Makes it 1-2. We'll have another broadcast on Friday night. That'll be Holton at Doniphan County. Next pitch low and inside, and it's 2-2. So a big spot here. Harder threw 5 pitches to get the first 2 outs here in this inning, but since then have given up back-to-back walks, and now has worked a full count here on Kramer. 3-2 with Wirtz due up next. Sabetha with a 4-0 lead still in the bottom of the second. Looks back at second, and the pitch is just a bit outside. 4, and the bases are loaded. So Hilbert down to third, Feldkamp to second, and Kramer takes first. 5 walks allowed by Harder. But he has still held Seneca off the board. Bases loaded and 2 outs. First pitch to Wirtz is sliced foul out of play to the right side, and it's 0-1. Wirtz, he worked a really good at bat and ultimately walked in the first, but was stranded on third to end that inning. Right now, he's got Hilbert at third, Feldkamp at second, and Kramer at first. And his team trailing 4-0 in the bottom of the second. So big opportunity here. Harder out of the windup and fires, and a tie inside, and it's 1-1. This is the 7th batter to come up here in the inning for Seneca. And another pitch that is fouled away to the right side, and it's 1-2. So another chance for Harder to get out of a jam. For the second straight inning, Seneca has loaded the bases with two outs. Time called by Harder, of course, in the first. Seneca unable to score, and now would really like at least a base hit out of this. High fly ball left field, teeing it up and playable is Thomas in left. Didn't have to move much to make the catch to record the out. So back-to-back inning, Seneca loads the bases with two outs, and for the second time, unable to score. Two innings in the books, and right now, Sabetha, a 4-0 lead. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Dr. Heidi Smith with Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Manhattan is now accepting new patients at her Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Clinic. Dr. Smith is a native to our area, growing up in rural northeast Kansas. Her clinic is held at NBCH on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. For additional information regarding Dr. Smith's clinic at NBCH, call Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at 785-537-4200. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball on KNCA, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also want to thank Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tammet, Seth Tollefson, Crendon Prophet here with you. Seneca and Sabetha, American Legion Baseball. Sabetha, a 4-0 advantage as we start the third inning of play. Easton Bradbury, Jayton Meyer, Isaac Harder for the Raptors against Camden Schmitz of Seneca, still on the hill. And Bradbury, number three in the order, is workday 2-0 count. He struck out to end the first and his first at bat. Next pitch low, makes it 3-0. Sabetha went down in order in the first, but then in the second sent 8 to the plate and scored 4 runs on 4 hits. They lead it 4-0, and there's a 4-pitch walk, and Bradbury's on to begin the third. That is the third walk issued by Schmitz. And that brings up Jayton Meyer, who singled and scored in the 4-run second. One of the four Sabetha runs scored thanks to an error. Dollinghouse drove in one with a single, and then Tramp driving in two with a single. First pitch by Schmitz here to Meyer is a called strike to make it 0-1. 4 runs, 4 hits. Here early on, no runs and 1 hit for Seneca. But Seneca stranded the bases loaded in each of the first 2 innings. Another called strike here to Meyer. Down in the count quickly. 2-2. Bradbury at first. Nobody out. Gorgeous warm evening here in Sabetha for Legion Baseball. Next pitch outside. Good stop by Dieters. Makes it 1-2. So both of the starting pitchers here early have struggled with walks. But Sabetha, the only of the two teams to take advantage here so far. And there's a ricochet off the glove of the pitcher in Schmitz. Fielded, throw to second in time to get the lead out. So it was a line shot on the ground and right back through the hole. Schmitz got a glove on it. It ricochets to Mackey at second base and able to flip it over to Kramer to get Bradbury for the lead out and the first out. Turner Howard is going to be a courtesy runner here for Meyer. So Howard, the courtesy runner, at first with one out. Here is Harder, who walked and scored in his first at bat. Takes the first pitch low in the dirt for ball one. So a key first out in the inning, as it was Meyer again, a lined, hit pretty hard, but Schmitz had enough reaction time to get it off the glove, ricochets to the right side, and then Mackey fields to get that lead run out at second base. Right now, Howard, a courtesy runner for Meyer at first, with one out. Sabetha batting in the third, leading 4-0. Another pitch in the dirt makes it two balls and no strikes. After tonight, Sabetha will take on Holton on Sunday. Those games will be in Sabetha. And Sunday afternoon for Seneca, they will be taking on Doniphan County. So the normal nights and days for Legion Baseball for majority of the season will have games Wednesday nights and then Sunday afternoons, but there are a few scattered Thursday and Friday games throughout the course of the year, and there's a pitch outside, and it's ball four, and Harder walks for the second time, and that puts the courtesy runner in Howard to second base, and we get our first meeting on the hill. As Seneca is trying to keep it at a four-run deficit. Sabetha has put two on with one out here in the third. That is the fourth walk by Schmitz. So again, Harder for Sabetha has walked five, but yet Seneca has failed to score in each of the first two innings, where in both they loaded the bases with two outs. So a meeting on the hill. American Legion Baseball on KNZA. It's brought to you by Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Sailor Insurance, I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollefson, Crinden Profit in our studios. Sabetha 4, Seneca nothing. Top of the third, two on and one out. And Dollinghouse steps in and takes a first pitch that is called strike number one. Dollinghouse with an RBI single in his first at bat. Got the scoring going. And a swing and a foul tip there. And quickly Dollinghouse down in the count at 0-2. So his RBI single got the first run in. Not long after that, a run scored on an error, and then Ike Tramp came up and drove in two with a single. 4-0 our score, and a chance for more here in the third. High fly ball to the right side, but that's going to be foul, and it stays no balls and two strikes. So again, the other matchups tonight, Hiawatha at Atchison, Corning at Marysville, and Doniphan County taking on Topeka. Those are non-league games. Next pitch, a little bit inside. Good eye by Dollinghouse, and it's 1-2. So mention the Doniphan County-Topeka matchups tonight. That's the only one that's considered non-league. The rest of the matchups tonight, including this one, are league matchups. There's a swing and a miss, and there is a strikeout. Got away from the catcher in Dieters, but first base was occupied, so Dollinghouse is down for out number two. That is the fourth strikeout for Schmitz, and now a chance to get out of the inning with no harm done. Here's Lang, who walked and scored in the second, two on and two outs. Sabetha 4, Seneca nothing. And takes a first pitch high for ball one. So Schmitz has thrown a lot of pitches, four walks and four strikeouts here through the first 2 2/3. Next pitch a little bit outside makes it 2-0. Three of the four runs have been earned. And he has given up four hits as well. But a 2-0 count, advantage at the plate. And there's a called strike, makes it two balls and one strike here to Lang. That's from the left side against Schmitz, the right-handed thrower. And that one is a little bit high, makes it 3-1. Would Tramp do up next? A base hit could add to what is already a 4-run lead here for Sabetha in the third. Schmidt sets at the belts and fires the 3-1. It is high, ball four. Now the courtesy runner, Howard at third. Harder to second, Lang at first. That is the fifth walk allowed by Schmidt. And just like his last at bat, Ike Tramp coming up with the bases loaded. And in that first at bat, he drove in two with a sharp single. And takes first pitch strike to make it 0-1. So big opportunity here for Tramp once again. Bases loaded and two outs. Trying to add to a 4-0 advantage. Next pitch a little low and outside. 1-1. It's stopped by Dieters. There is a good amount of room between home plate and the backstop, so it makes it tough on the catcher if it gets away. Gives the runner at third a chance to potentially score. And another sharp hit to right field, and that drops into the gap for a hit. And Tramp does it again and drives in two with a single again. How about that? Tramp, 2-for-2. He has driven in 4. Lang goes first to third. And back-to-back innings, Tramp with 2 RBI singles. And it's now 6-0, Sabetha. A number 8 spot in the Sabetha order. On fire early. First pitch to Cole Minold is a little bit inside for ball one. Struck out in his first at bat. Right now, runners at the corner, still 2 down. Pitch by Schmitz, low and inside, and no throw to second base as Tramp gets there without a throw. So a base hit could add 2 more. Second and third base with 2 down. 2-0 count here on Minold, who worked a full count in his first at-bat before striking out. Schmitz fires, and a swing and a foul tip strike makes it 2-1. Six nothing our score here in the third. There's another foul tip, and it evens the count, 2-2. The seventh batter to come up in the inning for Sabetha after they had sent 8 to the plate in the last inning in which they scored 4. A 2-on and 2-out, 2-2 count here on Minold. The pitch, and a foul ball back into the netting, still 2-2. And softly hit to the right side. Could be a tough play. Fielded, underhanded in time from the second baseman in Mackey to get the out. But another 2-RBI hit by Ike Tramp. Sabetha extends the lead. It is 6-0 here on KNZA.
Are you still using talc or graphite in your planner? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel popper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Sabetha off to a great start here. 2.5 innings in the books. They have a 6-0 advantage here in Seneca. They scored 4 in the second, 2 more in the third, and 4 runs driven in by number 8 in the order, Ike Tramp. He is 2 for 2, 2 two-run singles. And Isaac Carter back to work. A 6-run lead, and here is a high chopper to the right side. And fouled away by Reese Garrity to make it no balls and one strike. Garrity followed by Dieters and then McKee. For Seneca, again off to a 2-0 start. Game Sunday postponed due to wet field conditions. Looking to potentially make those up later on against Corning. They have had a week off. Next pitch outside, 1-1. And Sabetha, they are off to a good start as well, sweeping Atchison Sunday and then splitting with Corning last week, so they have won 3 of their first 4. Next pitch, low and inside. 2-1 here on Garrity. Popped out to third in his first at bat. On each of the first 2 innings, Seneca both times loaded the bases with 2 outs, both times unable to score. Next pitch outside makes it 3-1. They were loaded in the first, and then Peterson popped out to second, and then loaded again in the second, and Wirtz flew out to left to end that inning. And it's 4. Pitch was outside, and Garrity walks to begin the bottom of the third. That is the 6th walk allowed by Harder. And again, Seneca has been unable to take advantage here early. He has not struck anyone out. He's got some good defense behind him. Here is Dieters. He was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. And takes a first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Harder has spent much of the afternoon out of the stretch and is back to it again. 0-1 is a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Seneca has stranded 6 base runners already and have only got 1 hit in the game. Harder's 0-2 is high and away, makes it 1-2. The 1 hit was the very first batter of the game in the bottom of the first, and Cooper Kramer with a leadoff single, but ultimately was picked off in that inning. The only base runners after that have been walks. There's a throw to first, and Garrity back in safely. Right versus right matchup here in this one. A 1-2 is fouled away by Dieters. Stays 1-2. And a 6-0 lead for Sabetha. Bottom of the third inning. They scored 4 in the second, 2 in the third. Seneca's got a runner at first and nobody out. Here's a 1-2. Benton's in there, strike 3 looking, and there's the first strikeout for Harder. That'll bring up Reed McKee, who walked in his first at-bat. So Harder has really grinded out a lot of pitches here early on, but yet Seneca's still off the board. And there's a pitch low and outside, gets away, and that allows Garrity to get to second base. So that'll go down as a wild pitch. And now a base hit could get Seneca on the board. Really would enjoy getting that base runner in, considering how the first 2 innings ended up with bases loaded opportunities and no runs to be had as of yet. 2-0 here on McKee. Runner at second base is Garrity. Harder looks back that way. He'll fire. little bit outside, makes it 3-0. Outfield fairly straight up for the most part with Thomas in left, Ulrich in center, Mendled in right. There's a called strike, and it's now 3-1. Seneca, one of three 2-0 teams here early on. Sabetha, they have won three of their first four. There's a pitch high and away, and it's 4. Now 7 walks by Harder. And now another opportunity for Seneca with 2 on and 1 out. And we'll get our first meeting on the hill for the Raptors. Give us a minute to let you know that it's American Legion Baseball on KNZA. It's brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Also want to thank Highland Community College. They are close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu, and then McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Brandon Tammet on location here in Seneca. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. Crendon Prophet helping out as well. Sabetha 6, Seneca nothing in the bottom of the third. Right now Seneca with 1 out and 2 on. Garrity at second, McKee at first. Here is Peterson. Popped out to second in his first at bat. And his second time up, swinging and popping it up. Shallow right field. This is going to be a tough play, but coming on to make the catch. And shallow right, and then a throw to first base is in time. It's going to be a catch and a double play. So they catch McKee off at first, and running in from right field was Mendled to make the catch. And just like that, how about it? A double play to end that inning. Still 6-0 through 3 innings of play. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. Just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. And also KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Brandon Tammet, Crendon Prophet with you. A 6-0 Sabetha lead here in Seneca as we start the top of the fourth inning. It will be the top of the order, third time around for the Raptors against Schmitz, continuing to pitch on the rubber for Seneca. And first pitch to Will Ulrich is in there for a called strike number one. Ulrich, 1-for-2 with a single, also has a stolen base, and takes one high and inside, 1-1. 6 runs, 5 hits, and 3 left for Sabetha here early on. No runs, 1 hit, and 7 left for Seneca. Slice to the left side, and that one drops in for a hit. And Ulrich, on a 1-1 pitch, lacing it out to shallow left field for a leadoff single. And he is now 2-for-3. So Ulrich at first, nobody out. Here's Thomas, who's 0-for-2. He has struck out twice and is up here for a third time. And both pitchers have really grinded the first three innings of this game. But Sabetha, the only team so far being able to take advantage of that. There's a called strike to Thomas, making it no balls and one strike. That's from the right side, open on the stance. Schmitz sets at the belt and fires. And hits to the right side and through the hole and into shallow right for a base hit. Ulrich is charging around second. He goes first to third. And gets it in a little bit late, but Ulrich thought about maybe trying to skirt home, but he changes his mind and goes back. So back-to-back base hits by Ulrich and Thomas, and they're at the corners with nobody out. And here is a meeting on the hill, and we will have a pitching change. So here in the fourth inning of play, Sabetha trying to add to a 6-0 lead. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Our first pitching change here tonight in Seneca. And Seneca going to a right-hander in Derek Wirtz, replacing Camden Schmitz, who is responsible for the two runners on. But three innings, six hits allowed, five walks, and five strikeouts. And it looks like they just changed Wirtz and Schmitz. So Schmitz will take Wirtz's spot at third. Not much of a defensive alignment change outside of those two switching spots. So back-to-back singles, again, to lead things off. Runners at the corners for Easton Bradbury. So trying to add to a 6-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Schmitz responsible for the two runners on. Correction had given up seven hits in the three innings pitched. So Wirtz out of the stretch. Big spot for him to try to keep it to minimal damage. And his first pitch is a called strike number one. Runner at third is Ulrich. Runner at first is Thomas. Pitch by Wirtz. He is a righty. That one is a called strike, and it's 0-2 to Bradbury. Wirtz out of the stretch, big 0-2, and he'll step off the rubber. So Bradbury struck out in his first at bat. He has also walked. And up for a third time in the first opportunity against Wirtz. Base hits are really a ball in play. He could add a run. Next pitch is high. Throw down to second is a no-go there, and Thomas takes it without a throw. So now, second and third, with the count 1-2, here on Bradbury. Wirtz sets and fires, and a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch, and Wirtz with his first strikeout and a big one there for out number one. So here's Jayton Meyer. He is singled and scored. He has also reached on a fielder's choice and has scored as well. So a couple of runs scored. First time facing Wirtz, and a swing and a miss makes it 0-1. It's Still only one out. Runners at second and third here in the top of the fourth. Sabetha leading it 6-0. And this is hit well towards the gap in left center field. This could be trouble and a diving effort, and it pops out of the glove of the center fielder in McKee, and both runs are going to score, and it's going to be 8-0. That'll be a 2-RBI double for Meyer. And both those runs charged to Schmitz. Boy, would have been an amazing catch if McKee was able to hold on to it, but he lays out for it in the gap in left center and just ricocheted off the glove. But now 8-0 Sabetha, as Harder steps in, swings and misses at the first offering, makes it 0-1. He has walked twice and has scored twice. Pitch by Wirtz is fouled away, and it's 0-2. So Schmitz, his final line, 3 innings, gives up 7 hits, 8 runs, 7 of which were earned. He walked 5, he struck out 5, and faced a total of 20 batters. Well, Wirtz trying to limit the damage. There's a swing and a miss. Good offering there, and down goes Harder for out number 2. Second strikeouts for Wirtz. A runner at second, 2 down. Here's Andre Dollinghouse, who is 1-for-2. He had an RBI single in the second, scored a run, and he has also struck out. Base hit could add to what's already an 8-0 advantage here in the fourth. Ground ball left side. That's foul. And it's going to be 0-1. So Sabetha coming off scoring 24 runs in their 2 wins on Sunday against Atchison, and now they have hung up 8 here and not quite 4 innings against Seneca. Next pitch is low. Good stop. Makes it 1-1. That's Seneca. This is just their third game of the season. Had games on Sunday postponed. They swept Marysville last week, scoring 15 and 14 in those 2 wins, but have been held scoreless in this one. This is popped up left side, foul territory, should be playable, and it is in foul territory. It is caught by Schmitz to retire the side, but the big blow is a 2-RBI double by Jayton Meyer, and Sabetha's lead is now 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Sabetha has an 8-0 lead here at Seneca. It's American Legion Baseball on KNCA. Raptors going with a new pitcher. That's going to be Andre Dollinghouse. And he's got an 8-run lead to work with. And Harder goes 3 innings. Gives up just 1 hit. No runs. He walked 7 and struck out 1 and also hit a batter. In the 7 walks, an issue, but Seneca has been held scoreless, and now into the bottom of the fourth, they find themselves down 8-0. The both teams onto their second pitcher of the evening. As Mackey, Schmitz, and Hilbert due up in this inning for Seneca. And it looks like just how Schmitz and Wirtz did it in the last inning for Seneca. Same with Dollinghouse and Harder here, as those two just appear to be switching positions. Now Harder at shortstop with Dollinghouse here on the bump to pitch the fourth inning. So here's Mackey, who steps in. He is 0-for-1, popped out to second base in his first at-bat. His first opportunity against Dollinghouse. It's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Sabetha with an 8-0 advantage. They scored 4 in the second, 2 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. They've had some timely hits with 2 outs. Next pitch, a swing and a miss, makes it 0-2. And Seneca, they have had their fair share of opportunities, left them loaded in each of the first 2 innings, and have stranded 7 in their first 3 at-bats. Find themselves down 8-0 halfway through it. Ground ball left side. It is a slow roller fielded by Harder, taking his time. The throw is well wide, and even if the throw's on target, I don't think it's in time, and Mackey is at first base to begin the inning. I would think a single with, and I think if the throw's on target, it's going to be beat out anyways by Mackey, but nonetheless, it's going to be a leadoff base runner and much needed for Seneca, as Schmitz will follow. That's just the second hit for Seneca in the game. And they have had a ton of base runners, but Harder again walked 7 and hit a batter in the 3 innings that he pitched. Yeah, gave up no runs. Runner at first, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning, 8-0. Sabetha leading Seneca. First pitch by the righty in Dollinghouse, outside here to Schmitz to make it 1-0. Schmitz grounded out to third in his first at bat. Let's see if they can get something going here in the bottom of the fourth. Had a long way to go, but down 8. There's a called strike, makes it 1-1. And the pitch, runner takes off. It is outside for a ball. The throw is on target, but a little bit late. And Mackey with a stolen base. He is at scoring position with nobody out. The throw was a little bit off target. It was to the shortstop side of the bag and had to swing the arm all the way around, and by the time he got there, and Mackey was safe. Next pitch, a little bit low and outside, makes it 3-1. With Abe Hilbert due up next, Seneca continues to put themselves in position to score, but through 3-plus innings, have yet to do so. Next pitch inside, 4. So the first 2 have reached, a single and a walk, and here is Abe Hilbert. Mackey, the runner at second base, Schmitz, the runner at first. Here's Hilbert, who walked in his first at-bat. Big opportunity to get Seneca on the board. They need a lot of it. They trail 8-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. And a throw to third, and it gets away. It was a double steal and a low throw by Meyer and allows Seneca to get on the board. That is the second time that an error on the catcher has resulted in a run. This is the first for Seneca. So now it's 8-1. Runner at second base, still nobody out. Here's a 1-0. Called strike to Hilbert. 1-1. That'll be an unearned run as the next pitch is low and outside. 2-1. Both teams have committed an error in the game tonight. There's a swing and a miss. And now 2-2. So again, Schmitz at second. 2-2 count. Yaron Hilberts, runner scoring via an error, 8-1, Sabetha by 7 in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch in the dirt, and now caught in between second and third, and here is a pickle. Throw back to second, chasing is harder, and he applies the tag for the out. Well, Schmidt's dancing off second base just a little bit too much, and then took a step in the wrong direction. And it was a good play by Meyer, the catcher, to get it down to Lang at third, and the pickle was on, and the pickle is one. Majority of the time, it's going to be one by the defense, and this time it was for out number two. And the count now 3-2 on Hilbert. He'll pop it up right side, shallow right field. It's going to be the second baseman and Tramp to go out to make the catch for the out. So, Seneca does get on the board, or I should say that's the second out, beg your pardon. So Schmidt's getting caught was out number one. So we're still going. So two outs, nobody on. A run is in. 8-1 is the Sabetha lead. And here is Feldkamp, who walked in his first at bat. And Dollinghouse fires out of the windup. First pitch high for ball one. Feldkamp had a good first at bats, seeing a lot of pitches, fouling off a couple, ultimately getting the count full and working a walk. Was left stranded at second base. Now he loops it to shallow right center field, but it's carrying enough, and Ulrich in center makes the catch for the outs, and that retires the side. So four come to the plate, one score, but Seneca gets on the board, desperately needed. Sabetha 8 and Seneca 1. We head to the fifth inning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And I want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Brennan Tamman, Crendon Profits, Seth Tollefson helping out as well here on KNZA. We head to the fifth inning of this Legion Baseball broadcast. And right now it's been all Sabetha. 8-1 is their advantage as they bring up the bottom third of the order here against Derek Wirtz. It'll be Micah Lang, Ike Tramp, and Cole Middled. A little pause in the action before we get going here in the fifth inning. Both teams have used multiple pitches, or pitchers, I should say. And Wirtz taking the spot of Schmidt, who had a rough go. 3 innings and 7 runs allowed, or 8 runs, 7 of which were earned. He had 5 walks and 5 strikeouts. Wirtz pitched the fourth, gave up a hit, and struck out 2. Umpires looking over the lineups. I believe we are ready to rock and roll. So again, Lang, Tramp, and Middle to do up here for Sabetha. 3-1 on the year. And looking for that fourth win. And have a great spot to do just that with an 8-1 lead and batting against Wirtz here in the fifth. So here we go. Lang stepping in. He has walked twice. He has scored once. And a first pitch inside for ball one. An 8 runs on 8 hits. Both defenses have committed an error that has led to a run. Another pitch inside, 2 balls and no strikes. And the 2-0 is hits a little blooper to the left side and a diving attempt by the pitcher in Wirtz, and he was unable to haul it in. Well, I lost it in the sun for a second. I couldn't tell if it was hitting the air on the ground, but boy, charging in into foul territory on the third base side was Wirtz. And almost made a diving effort for a catch, but it's just going to be strike number one. Well, it looked like maybe an opportunity for Schmitz at third, but Wirtz was tracking that all the way and nearly made a great play. But 2 balls and 1 strike. Here's the pitch. It is a called strike to make it 2-2. Betha have scored in every inning but the first. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Lang to begin the fifth. That is the third strikeout for Wirtz. Well, here's the offensive leader of tonight's game, and Ike Tramp, the second baseman. 2 hits, both singles, both times the bases loaded and driving in 2 apiece. So he is 2-for-2 with 4 RBIs. Now batting for the first time with nobody on base. And that first pitch was a called strike number one. And an 0-1. Is hit well to the left side, but fielded by Kramer at shorts, and a low throw dug up by Hilbert for the second out. For the first time, Tramp is retired. That brings up Cole Minold, who was 0-for-2. Ground out and a strikeout. Well, Wirtz trying to retire Sabetha. 1-2-3 for the first time since the first. First pitch to Minold, they called strike number one to make it 0-1. So Schmitz retired him 1-2-3 in the first, and they sent 8 to the plate in the second, 7 to the plate in the third, and 6 to the plate in the fourth. Next pitch over, but a little bit low, 1 ball and 1 strike. A strikeout and a ground out for the first 2 outs here in the away fifth. Pitch by Wirtz is fouled away, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabetha 4 in the second on 4 hits. They scored 2 in the third on 1 hit and 2 in the fourth on 3 hits. They have stranded 4 total. Another foul ball. Good swing there by Minold to keep it alive at 1-2. After tonight, both teams in action on Sunday. Seneca will be taking on Doniphan County, and Sabetha will be taking on Holton. 1-2 missing, 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Cole Minold. A right fielder struck out in the second, grounded out in the third. Sabetha's lead is 8-1 here in the fifth inning. Next pitch outside, 3-2. Well, he's 0-for-2, but he has worked deep counts in all 3 of his at-bats. He worked a full count before striking out in the second. There's a swing and a miss, and down he goes. So, ultimately, grinding at bats, but Minold drops to 0-3 in tonight's game. 3 up and 3 down to the home fifth we go. Sabetha leading Seneca 8-1.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC.
Online at 1hbank.com.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Keim TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Bernie Tam and Crinan Profits, good night so far here for Sabetha on the road at Seneca. They have an 8-1 lead as Seneca down to their final three at-bats. And back on the hill is Andre Dollinghouse for Sabetha. Second pitcher utilized for the Raptors here as he'll take on the top of the order. And Kramer to lead things off in the first pitch outside for ball one. Kramer singled in the first, but was ultimately picked off at first, and he walked in the second, so he was reached twice in two at-bats. Next pitch a little bit low, and it's two balls and one strike. So Kramer, Wirtz, and Garrity. Seneca, 9 outs to go, and they're down 8-1. High fly ball center field. Playing it is Ulrich. Didn't have to move much. A little to the left, a little to the right, and he makes the catch for the out. So one up and one down for Derek Wirtz. And two at-bats, Wirtz has walked. He has also blown out to left field. Dollinghouse facing his sixth batter, since taking over for Harder at the beginning of last inning. There's a swing and a miss by Wirtz, and it's no balls and one strike. Wirtz, he worked a full count in his first at-bat that led to the walk and was down 1-2 before flying out to left in his second at-bat. Next pitch inside, one ball, one strike, one out, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth inning here in Seneca. It's an 8-1 Sabetha lead. American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Appreciate everyone, all of our great sponsors and listeners. Next pitch outside, 2-1 here on Wirtz. Seneca 2 games in, they're 2-0. Sabetha 4 games in, they're 3-1. Ground ball left side, slowed up by the grass, fielded by a Lang, and the throw to first is on target for out number two. So two up and two down. Here's Garrity. Initially, off the bat, it looked like it had some good heat behind it, but just that thick grass just slowing it up enough and making a nice, easy play for Lang at third. And a good throw to Bradbury at first to record the out. So here's Garrity. He is 0-for-1 with a walk. He's popped out to third as well. And a swing and a miss at the first offering. Makes it no balls, one strike. Seneca has not been retired in order in this game tonight. They have had innings where they have sent four to the plate each of the last 2 innings, and then the first 2 innings in both, they sent 6 to the plate. But now quickly, Garrity down, no balls and 2 strikes. Dollinghouse trying to make quick work here in the home fifth. Here's an 0-2. Off speed, just missed inside. It's 1-2. Well, Seneca had big opportunities early, loading the bases in each of the first 2 innings with 2 outs, both times coming up empty. Their lone run in the fourth scored on a throwing error by Meyer, the catcher. Two balls and two strikes here now on Garrity. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth. This one is hit well towards the fence, right in front of the warning track, right center field. It hung up just enough for Ulrich to secure the outs, and three up and three down. To the final two innings we go, Sabetha 8 and Seneca 1. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And also Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. To the sixth inning we go. It's been all Sabetha tonight. They lead here at Seneca 8-1. And back on the bump, Derek Wirtz for Seneca. And he will face the top of the order, starting here with Will Ulrich, followed by LT Thomas, and then Easton Bradbury. Ulrich, this is his fourth at-bat of the game, and he swings at the first pitch, sends it out to shallow right field, and running in to make the catch is Feldkamp for quickly the first out in the sixth. So one up and one down. Here's LT Thomas, who is 1-for-3. He struck out in his first two at-bats and then singled and scored in the two-run fourth. Pitch by Wirtz is outside for ball one. Next pitch is hit to the left side. It's on the ground, fielded by Kramer. Time sets and throws. It's low, but dug up by Hilbert to secure the out. So quickly, two up and two down. That'll bring up Bradbury, who has struck out twice, and he has also walked. Two outs and nobody on. Top of the sixth inning, Sabetha 8, Seneca 1. Pitch by Wirtz is sliced out of play to the right side and foul. Bradbury falls behind at 0-1. Bradbury was the final out of the first. He was the first batter in the third, and he was the first out in the fourth. A little bit inside makes it one ball and one strike. Sabetha scored four in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth. The lone Seneca run was on a throwing error in the fourth. 8-1 Sabetha. Two balls and one strike now on Bradbury. And Wirtz will fire. Another foul ball makes it 2-2. Well, Wirtz has come in and has pitched well. Has quieted the Sabetha lineup, who was charging through the middle innings. Hard shot to the right side, fielded on a nice hop. This is the second baseman and Mackey over to first in time. Three up and three down. And down goes the Raptors in the top of the sixth. The home six we go. Seneca needs a rally down to their final six outs. They trail 8-1. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Downtown Seneca is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Dr. Heidi Smith with Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Manhattan is now accepting new patients at her Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Clinic. Dr. Smith is a native to our area, growing up in rural northeast Kansas. Her clinic is held at NVCH on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. For additional information regarding Dr. Smith's clinic at NVCH, call Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at 785-537-4200. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Again, Brandon Tamman here in Seneca. Crendon Prophet back in at studio. Seth Tollefson helping out as well. Sabetha with an 8-1 lead on Seneca. Seneca coming up here. Their second to last at bat to the bottom of the sixth. As Dollinghouse back on the rubber, he has pitched well over the last couple of innings. Has given up just the one run. It was unearned on an error and has allowed just one hit and one walk. Face the meat of the order. Dieters, McKee, and Peterson. That is 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Dieters was hit by a pitch in the first. He struck out in the third. And the first pitch here from Dollinghouse is a called strike. And the bottom of the sixth is underway. Batting from the right side, back in the box. Tad open on the stance. Pitch by Dollinghouse is low and outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Dollinghouse took over for Harder in the fourth. He has retired the last five batters that he has faced. Next pitch, low and outside. Two balls and one strike. Seneca needs to put something together to try to chip away, and this one is launched down the right field line, but it was into foul territory, and Dieters evens up the count 2-2. Don't forget, once the broadcast is over, we'll have a McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, and that pitch runs inside and hits Dieters. So we have seen two hit-by-pitches tonight, and both have come against Dieters. So Dieters at first, and nobody out. Here's Reed McKee. He has walked twice. And his first time facing Dollinghouse in this game. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Seneca's lone run on a throwing error in the fourth. Mackey scored it, led off that inning with a single, stole second, and then tried stealing third in a throwing error by the catcher, and now another pitch runs inside and hits McKee. So back-to-back hit batters have put two on with nobody out. That one dead in the middle of the shoulder blades, and that'll bring up Caden Peterson. Okay, so we're going to have a pitch hitter here. It's going to be Strothman, who's going to take the spot of Peterson. We got a meeting on the hill first. Is Seneca, they have a long way to rally, but down 8-1 with two on and nobody out here in the home sixth. So Strothman's going to bat here for Peterson. Peterson was 0-for-2. He hit into a double play in his last at-bat. Now Strothman was used as a courtesy runner earlier in the game, but is going to get an opportunity with his first at-bat. He's got Dieters at second, McKee at first, both those guys being hit by a pitch to get on here against Dollinghouse. So a big opportunity for Caleb Strothman, who's going to step in from the right side wearing jersey number 27. Base hits could add a run. Seneca needs a lot of them here in the last two innings. They're down 8-1. Dollinghouse sets, looks back at second. He'll kick and fire. First pitch called strike, and it's 0-1 here on Caleb Strothman. So Strothman steps in. Dollinghouse still only giving up one hit in the two innings that he's pitched, but has hit two batters here. There's a runner taking off for third. There's a throw to third, and it gets away. Another run is in thanks to a throwing error by Bradbury. Or correction, that was Meyer, excuse me. The Dieters took off, and the throw was low, and McKee stopping at second base. So it's one ball and one strike here on Strothman. A run is in to make it 8-2. Base hit could add another. Still no outs in the inning. Dollinghouse sets and fires, and that is a called strike to make it 1-2. So Dieters hit by a pitch. McKee hit by a pitch. And Dieter stealing third, throw getting away, allowing him to score to make it 8-2. 1-2 on the way, and it's in there, called strike three, and Strothman down looking for out number one. Here's Mackey, 1-for-2, a single and a run. Runner at second base, now one out. That is the first strikeout for Dollinghouse, and a little slow roller hits off the bat twice and skips away for a foul ball to make it 0-1. Runner at second base, Reed McKee. Base hit could make it a 5-run deficit, as Sabetha's lead is 8-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. Dollinghouse will hesitate a throw to second base, ultimately does not go that way, and gets McKee back in safely. So both the runs Dollinghouse has allowed have been unearned runs. Next pitch, a little bit high, makes it one ball and one strike. Camden Schmitz due up next as Seneca is down to their final five outs. They are down by 6 runs. And the pitch, runner takes off. Throw by Meyer is outside the bag, and that throw a little off target, allowing McKee to get there safely. So McKee has stolen base, now at third base, and the count 2-1 on Mackey. And that one in the dirt gets to the backstop. Here's a play to the plate, and not in time, and the run is in. So McKee scores on the wild pitch, and it's now an 8-3 game. And the count on Mackey, now 3 balls and 1 strike. 1 out, nobody on. So again, the 3 runs that have scored for Seneca in the game tonight, 2 have come on throwing errors, and that one via a wild pitch. Certainly unconventional runs, but they'll take them how you can get them. See if they can keep the line moving here at 3 balls and 1 strike with Schmitz due up next. Dollinghouse just trying to limit the damage, keep his team in front. And here is a slicer right field. Holds up enough, and Minold able to make the catch for a big out number 2. So now two outs and nobody on. Here is Camden Schmidt. Two runs have scored in the inning. Seneca's still down by five. It's 8-3. Schmidt with a ground out and a walk. He's also caught stealing. Trying to steal second back in the fourth. First pitch was outside, makes it 1-0. Hollinghouse out of the windup and fires, and a swing and a miss. Makes it 1-1. It's cooled down just a touch since first pitch around 6 o'clock, and it is a warm evening here in Seneca. Off the inside part of the bat and muscling it in the shallow left center field for a hit to Schmidt. Inside part of the bat and just floated it over harder at short for a two-out single. So it's going to keep the line moving at least one more at bat. Here is Abe Hilbert. He walked in the second and popped out to second in the fourth. Runner at first, two down, 8-3. Sabetha leading in the bottom of the sixth. Seneca has scored two, but they need five to tie it. Down to their last four outs. First pitch by Dollinghouse, a little bit high, makes it 1-0. Time called by the home plate umpire. He's going to dust off home plates. First time for Hilbert, or I should say second time for Hilbert, facing Dollinghouse in this game tonight. And Dollinghouse out of the stretch now with the runner at first and fires. Low and inside, makes it 2-0. Defensive alignments, both teams have pretty much stayed true since the jump, except for each team making a change with a new pitcher about halfway through the game. Next pitch inside, it's 3-0 now on Hilbert with Veldkamp due up next. Seneca trying to put a rally together with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. And taking that one all the way, 3-1, as that one's a called strike on the inside corner. Runner at first is Schmidt, there on a single. And that one's low, 4. A second walk issued by Dollinghouse. That puts Schmidt to second base and Hilbert to first. And now here's Veldkamp with 2 on and 2 outs. Veldkamp, he walked in his first at bat in the second inning and then flew out to center. In the fourth, he is 0-1. But 2 on and 2 outs. What is a 5-run lead for Sabetha? He'll show bunt and pull back, and it's up and away for 1. Dollinghouse just trying to limit the damage. Keep his team out in front by an arm's length. Veldkamp shows bunt, pulls it back, didn't pull it back in time. It's going to be a called strike, and it's 1-1. Runner at second base is Schmidt. Runner at first is Hilbert. 2 outs and 2 on. 1-1 count here on Veldkamp. Now thrown back to second base, and the tag was applied, but a little bit late. And Schmidt's back in safely. Big opportunity to try to keep the line moving for Seneca. Here's a 1-1. In there, called strike, and it's 1-2. So Veldkamp has got to protect here. Down in the count, 1-2. He's got 2 on and 2 outs. Sabetha leading 8-3 in the home sixth. Dollinghouse trying to complete his third inning on the bump. Here's the pitch. And it's hit well towards center field, coming on to slide and unable to make the catch as the center fielder in Ulrich, and that brings in a run. Boy, off the bat, it looked like it was going to hang up a little bit more than it did. Ulrich charging in and just could not get there in time, and it's an 8-4 game. That's Veldkamp comes through with an RBI single. Hilbert stops at second. And I think we're going to have a pitching change. So it'll be number three on the bump. Raptors are going to go to a new arm. We'll let you know about it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Convenience and a return on your investment is important. At Helena, we understand that, which is why we created Fastan, a clean, convenient seed treatment without all the dust of talc or graphite. Fastan improves seed flowability, resulting in more efficient planting and more uniform stand. Combine that with our exclusive high-performing SAR technology, which improves seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health, leading to greater yield potential. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan. For more information, contact your local Helena representative today.
Panzaland Radio.
Well, Seneca trying to make things interesting here down the latter stretch as they've gotten to within 8-4 here with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. About to go into their third pitcher of the night. It's going to be Will Ulrich taking over for Andre Dollinghouse, and Seneca has two on after an RBI single by Feldkamp to make it 8-4, and it's going to bring up top of the order with Cooper Kramer. Ulrich comes in, left-handed thrower, and a good strategic move there with Ulrich, the lefty, facing Kramer, who's about to come up and bat from the left side. So on paper, advantage pitcher with a left-versus-left matchup. But three have scored in the inning. It has gone from 8-1 to 8-4. And Kramer with a big opportunity with Hilbert at second and Feldkamp at first, but two outs. Fourth at bat for Cooper Kramer. He has singled, he has walked, he has flown out to center. First pitch by Ulrich. Oh, and he has to duck out of the way, and it's going to be ball one. We saw Sabetha squander a couple of different leads in their game last week against Corning, and this one is launched out of play, and that sounded like it may have struck a vehicle. Not ideal. That was a frozen rope into the parking lot. Just a loud strike number one. One ball, one strike, bottom of the sixth inning. Next pitch way inside, and goes behind Kramer and gets to the backstop, and both runners advancing. Now a base hit could make it a two-run game. Second and third with two outs, two balls and one strike here on Kramer. 8-4, Sabetha leading, but Seneca trying to rally. There's a swing and a miss to make it 2-2. Going into the last inning, potentially down one or maybe two or three, depending on what happens, is a much better feeling than coming away empty at this point and being down four. The next pitch runs inside, and the count's full with Derek Wirtz on deck. Here it is. And there it is, a called strike three on the outside corner, and Ulrich gets out of the jam. But Seneca scores three. We head to the seventh inning. Sabetha 8, Seneca 4. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Sabetha 8, Seneca 4. To the final inning we go. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? At Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And I want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Brandon Tadman, also want to thank Crendon Profits in studio, Seth Tollefson as well. Top of the seventh inning, Sabetha leading it 8-4, as they will have Jayton Meyer leading things off against Derek Wirtz, who is pitching here in the seventh. And the first pitch a little bit outside for ball one. Meyer had a big two-run double in the fourth, which at the time made it 8-1. But Seneca just getting three in the last inning, and now this one is hit well down the line, and that's going to be just foul. Well, that's got to be tough to see with that sun just blazing over the left field fence. So those shots down the left field line are tough to dissect. Could have been extra bases. Instead, Meyer comes back, and it's one. He has walked twice. He has scored twice. He has also struck out. And Wirtz has come in and has pitched well. The eight runs charged to Schmitz in the first three innings. Sabetha has not had a hit since the fourth. They hold on to an 8-4 lead here in the seventh. One out, nobody on. Foul ball here by Harder makes it 0-1. Harder got the start and pitched three innings, allowed just one hit. He walked seven, but did not give up a run. He struck out one, also hit a batter. Next pitch, low and inside, makes it one ball and two strikes. Pitch by Wirtz is popped up left side in the infield. Should be an easy play for Schmitz, and he'll make the catch for out number two. So two up and two down. Here's Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, responsible for the first run of the game, hit an RBI single in the second. He also scored a run. Since then, he has struck out and has popped out to third. 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Two up, two down here in the seventh. Pitch by Wirtz is in there for a called strike number one. Seneca will have 2, 3, and 4 in their order in the home seventh. And barring a little two-out run here, at minimum, they're going to be down four and need four to keep this game alive. Foul ball by Dollinghouse makes it no balls and two strikes. Wirtz fires. In there, called strike three. Wirtz pitching well, but the offense is going to need to come together as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Sabetha 8 and Seneca 4. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Sabetha is going to try to shut the door on their fourth win of the early Legion Baseball summer schedule. Off to a 3-1 start. They lead here at Seneca 8-4 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Brandon Tatman, Seth Tollefson, thanks to Crittenden Prophet as well. As we'll have another broadcast on Friday night, as Holton will be on the road at Doniphan County. Plenty of broadcasts for Legion Baseball here over the next 5 to 6 weeks. On Sabetha and Seneca, both off to good starts. Seneca came into tonight's contest at 2-0. They had games postponed on Sunday. So they've had a week off. Now in danger of dropping their first game of the year as they need 4 runs here in the seventh to keep this one alive. Ulrich came in with 2 outs and 2 on in the last inning and got a big strikeout to end a 3-run Seneca inning, which cut it from 8-1 to 8-4. And Derek Wirt steps in, takes one outside for ball one. Next pitch inside makes it 2-0. So Wirt, Singerity, and Dieters, 2, 3, and 4 in the Seneca lineup. Got to get some runners on to make things interesting. The 2-0 is inside. And 3 balls and no strikes. So Dollinghouse, the 2 runs he gave up in 2 2/3, both unearned. He walked 2, struck out 1, also hit a couple batters. There's a called strike to make it 3 balls and 1 strike. Wirtz was showing a bunt and then pulled back. That pitch was down the middle. Ulrich trying to put together a final good inning, but that pitch runs inside, and Wirtz leads off the bottom of the seventh with a walk. So one on and nobody out, or Reese Garrity. So Betha leading 8-4. Bottom of the seventh inning, Seneca's trying to put something together, leadoff walk, and the first pitch to Garrity outside to make it 1-0. So after tonight's doubleheader between these two, they both will be back in action on a Sunday. Next pitch inside makes it 2-0. So Ulrich, a little sporadic around the strike zone here early on in this seventh inning. 5-pitch walk, and now 2-0, and now 3-0. I would expect Garrity to take 3-0 here. Trying to stack base runners. They need 4 runs to keep this game alive. It's an 8-4 score. And that next pitch way outside for ball 4. That's what you were looking for. For Seneca here, back-to-back walks to lead off the 7th. And now here's Jonah Dieters. Wirtz at second, Garrity at first. First pitch, a call to strike, and it's 0-1. Dieters twice has been hit by a pitch, and he has also struck out. He has scored a run. Ulrich fires, and it's fouled straight back. And the first time here in the seventh where he's gotten truly ahead of a hitter and now has Dieters scrambling a little bit as it's 0-2. Two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Sabetha trying to hold on. They lead 8-4. 0-2 is fouled straight back off speed, but Dieters waited long enough and caught a piece of it to have at least another 0-2 offering. Ulrich sets. Lefty on the bump, righty inside the box. Another foul ball down the left side. Stays 0-2. Ulrich, the third pitcher utilized here tonight for Sabetha. He's trying to shut the door and help his team win their fourth game in 5 tries here early on. Next pitch high makes it 1-2. On Jonah Dieters. Wirtz at second, Garrity at first, both there via walks. 1-2. Just caught him on the inside corner for a big strikeout and out number one. Second strikeout for Ulrich. There's the first outs in the seventh. That brings up Reed McKee. McKee has walked twice, and he has also been hit by a pitch. He has also scored a run and stolen a base. Two on, one out. It's a four-run lead for Sabetha in the Seneca seventh inning. First pitch taken all the way. It's a called strike to make it 0-1. Seneca trying to rally. Ulrich's 0-1. Bends in there, and it's called strike number two, and quickly 0-2. So after a couple of early tough at-bats, a couple of leadoff walks, he has come back. Ulrich has with a strikeout, now getting McKee behind at 0-2. 0-2 is a swing and a miss, and down it goes McKee for the second out. Third strikeout for Ulrich, and now it's down to Strothman. Two on and two outs here in the home seventh. Sabetha trying to hold on. They lead at 8-4. First pitch to Strothman, a called strike, and it's 0-1. It's Strothman's second at bat. He was a pitch hitter back in the sixth inning. He's also used early on as a courtesy runner. First time facing Ulrich, and takes one outside there, makes it one ball and one strike. The 1-1 is a swing and a miss. And Seneca down to their final strike. Sabetha leading 8-4. Two on, two outs, two strikes. Ulrich's 1-2. It's fouled away. So stays one ball and two strikes. If Strothman can do something, Mackey would be up next, but he's got to keep the line moving with two down. Ulrich trying to shut the door on another win for the Raptors. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside. 2-2. Still very early in the season, but the Raptors looking for their third straight win and four wins in their first five games. Next pitch inside. Makes it 3-2. Big pitch coming up. If Mackey gets up here, Strothman walks. That'll load the bases, and then Mackey would represent the tying run. But a big 3-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. Just fouled away. Stays alive. Good cut there by Strothman to stay alive. Both runners were taken off. Wirtz at second and Garrity at first. Umpire wiping off the dirt at home plate. And we'll settle in for another 3-2 pitch coming up. Bottom of the seventh inning. 3-2 the count. Two outs and two on. A four-run lead for Sabetha trying to shut the door. Ulrich's pitch is a swing and a miss, and down goes Strothman to end the game. A bender swinging and missing over the top of it, and that retires the side and ends the ball game. So Sabetha holds on and wins it 8-4. Our postgame show is next here on KNZA.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Final score, Sabetha 8 and Seneca 4. Brandon Tadman, Crinded Prophet, thanks to Seth Tollefson as well. We'll announce our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game in just a moment. But first, just kind of breaking this one down. Sabetha again winning it 8-4 here on the road and moving to 4-1 on the young summer season. And Seneca on the other side taking their first loss. They dropped to 2-1. Well, Sabetha got on the board early and often. They scored 4 in the second inning, highlighted by an Ike Tramp 2-RBI single. They also got an RBI from Andre Dollinghouse and then scoring another run on a throwing error. They would add 2 runs on 1 hit in the third inning. And once again, it was Ike Tramp with the bases loaded and another 2-RBI single. They added 2 more in the fourth inning on 3 hits, a big 2-RBI double by Jayton Meyer. And then they also got another run in, or I should say the 2 RBIs, obviously the 2 runs in that inning. But then Wirtz came in. Derek Wirtz pitched very well for Seneca once he came in the fourth inning. But, again, the 8 runs early. And then Seneca would try to claw back. They scored 3 in the sixth and got to within 8-4. Their first run of the game was on an error in the fourth inning. So, again, was down 8-1 going into the sixth inning, but got it to within 8-4 going into the seventh. They get the first 2 runners on in the seventh inning, but Ulrich would strike out the side after that to end the threat and end the game. And then Seneca, they can look back at the first few innings. They left the bases loaded in each of the first 2 innings and left 11 on base total. So certainly plenty of opportunities to scratch across a few more runs, but Sabetha was able to take a little bit more of an advantage throughout the course of the game. So let's go to our player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And we're going to go with Ike Tramp, the second baseman for Sabetha. Again, 2 big hits, and he drove in 4 RBIs, 2-for-3 afternoon with those 4 runs driven in. So Ike Tramp is going to be our player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, that's going to do it for us as our broadcast comes to a close. Our next 103.9 Legion Baseball broadcast, that's coming up on Friday nights. We will be at Doniphan County as they play host to Holton for a 6 o'clock start time there. So we'll be back on the air just right around 6 o'clock for Holton at Doniphan County on Friday night. Final tallies in this one as Sabetha moves to 4-1 on the season. 8 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, and 4 left on base. Seneca drops to 2-1. They finish the game with 4 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 11 on base. Again, coming up for both these teams on Sunday afternoon, Sabetha takes on Holton at home, and Seneca right back here at home against Doniphan County as well. So that's going to do it for us. Thanks again, Crinden Prophet, Seth Tollefson. I'm Brandon Tadman. 8-4, Sabetha wins it. We'll talk to you Friday night for more Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of American Legion Baseball on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Appreciate you, Greg. We'll talk to you.